don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made with, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts, Jamie and John. I'm surprised I haven't gotten any hate from left-handed people from that opening where I say, what am I, weird like a lefty?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's only a few of them out there in the world.
Yeah.
Those weirdos.
Weirdos.
So
they're so good at everything.
It's been getting warmer in Kentucky. And
you say that, like, I think we got snow in the forecast.
I was going to plant some grass seed this week, but I saw there's a couple of days soon where the lows are going to be in the 20s. And I'm like, well, I don't want to waste all that work and money for it to just kill my grass.
Right, right. I get it.
The air's been coming on at work. And one day this week, I was listening to the intro and I said I was hot. So anyway, the air came on and the lady yelled through the hallway like, "Hey, John, are you cold?" And before I could even answer, a lady who I don't know at all said, "I saw that man walk outside in a snowstorm in a t-shirt. He does not get a vote."
Love that. I think you should get the only vote.
And I was like, she's right. Don't ask me if it's cold. I'm always hot.
Well, I was going to say, the problem is that makes you appear not very sensitive to temperature because you can wear a t-shirt in the cold, when in reality, you are the most sensitive to temperature of anybody I know.
Yeah, I didn't want to yell out, it's about 66 right now, but it's going to warm up to the inside temperature.
Like, don't turn it up. I've had my hot flashes.
I've made friends with the lady who's in charge of the keys for the thermostat boxes. She is also hot natured. I'm living my best life.
Boy, you had me hanging on a word there till you said natured. She is also hot. And no, I'm just kidding.
They have, in this building that we're in, they have like offices that are bigger for supervisors. And I'm a supervisor. I found the office. There's so many of the offices in that building that the vents just don't work. So in the summertime, you're extremely hot. In the wintertime, you're extremely cold. I based what office I get based on the one that puts out the most air. So, in the summer or in the winter, I close the vent. It's perfection the time.
Sounds like a good situation.
That's how I base most of my most important life decisions.
I mean, you say that jokingly. I've seen you like get really worked up about some things. I thought you were going to fight me one time because I got our baseball seats in the sun one time.
Oh my, yeah, it was August. It was directly in the sunlight. I think I died a little that day.
I base my joy on being closer to the field.
Those were really affordable tickets. And now I know why. Do not sit on the third baseline during a day game in Cincinnati.
You complain more than the little kids did.
Yeah, because I was feeding them ice cream.
Ice cream's so good. They were little then.
Ice cream. We stopped at CC's Pizza that day, so I was already bloated and just nasty feeling. And then I sat in the bluest of blazes.
I love CC's.
We had a CC's 15 minutes away from us, and it does not exist
anymore. And I don't know how, because I frequented that place. I should have been able to single-handedly keep it open.
It was always busy.
I like a good CC's. I like a good pizza buffet.
CC's, right?
Mm-hmm. It was in the mall.
Are there other? Did CC's completely go away, or do CC's still exist?
I know there's one in Florence. The one we went to that day is still there, and then there's still one, maybe two, in the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area.
Okay, but they're not related.
Vacation last fall.
So in Lexington, there's a place called Gaddy Town. But are there also just Gaddies?
There's Mr. Gaddies in Gaddy Town. And I think the difference may just be that one has more games.
Yeah. The Gaddy Town has a huge arcade.
Yeah. I think Mr. Gaddies,
they have like TVs and stuff. Or like the projector screens. You can watch a movie or whatever.
But I don't think CC has multiple versions. There's not like a CC's and a Mrs. CC's like there is Pac-Man, you know?
Yeah.
I like Pac-Man. John, I got a question.
Okay.
You, before we started, asked me to put something in a trash can.
Yes.
And I scoured the room. and I found no trash cans. What I did find is what I believe to be a fruit bowl in the floor.
A fruit bowl?
Yeah, like a, you would put it as a centerpiece on a table and fill it with oranges.
I don't think I think that is a trash can. What is did you pick it up? It's almost empty except for the envelope you put in it.
Yeah, I picked it up. And
did you look at the bottom to see if there's a sticker?
No, I didn't.
That says
fruit? I'll do that now. But okay.
I'll explain it to them while you go do that. It is a translucent blue color. It stands approximately a foot tall. It has two handles integrated into the bowl itself. So not like handles that protrude and then you put your fingers under. It is holes cut out on the side so you can stick your fingers in through the bowl and carry it as if it's a, you know, kind of a bucket like device.
So it just says round tub,
mm-hmm.
and it says it's dishwasher safe.
Okay.
Tell me when you've ever seen that on a trash can.
I mean, to be fair, I don't look at the stickers on many trash cans. Do you want to go to my bathroom and look at the fruit bowl? I mean, the trash can I have in there?
No, you know why? Because it looks like a trash can. This is definitely not marketed or built. Look, you use it how you want, man. I'm not mad.
I don't think I would ever go to someone's house and see that on a table and think it looks like it is supposed to go there.
I think if you saw it on a table with full of fruits.
It's almost a 5-gallon bucket. It's probably 3.5 gallons.
I bet it's no more than 2.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Go get some milk. Let's gallon it up.
Milk's expensive.
It really is. Let's get some water.
Yeah.
No, I think it's, I'm not mad. But I never would have looked at that. Like, it's in the floor with trash in it. And I thought, that's not a trash can.
I'm not disagreeing with you for entertainment's sake. Like, I don't think that is supposed to be a food container. It is way too, like, if it's for food, it's for entertainment only. But, like, nobody has that much fruit just laying around.
I mean, you don't. You got Captain Crunch laying around. I got a lot of fruit in my house.
Now, I would make that a Captain Crunch bowl.
That would be the best cereal bowl of all time. I just, like, you're looking at it and you still see.
Genuinely, I don't see a fruit bowl.
Okay, take away fruit bowl. But do you see trash can? Like, fruit bowl was just the option
I
came up
with. I don't know that I've ever seen such a, I don't know, is tapered the right word? It's bigger at the top than it is at the bottom. It doesn't fit trash bags or I put Walmart bags into my trash cans. And so it's flared up, I guess would be the right word.
Yeah. Flared.
It's smaller at the bottom, gets larger at the top.
Like a bowl. Every bowl does that.
You're right. But it's just so big to be a bowl.
Round tub by Mainstays. Dishwasher safe. Don't use in the microwave.
Well, you couldn't fit it in the microwave.
It would have to be a really big microwave. I'm not going to lie.
Would you say? I mean, that's
puede lavarse en máquina lavavajitas.
Yeah, don't put it in the microwave in Spanish.
I messed that up pretty bad.
That's it's over a foot tall.
It holds 6.9 liters. It holds 7 quarts. So that's less than 4 quarts in a gallon. So yeah. That's less than 2 gallons.
Okay. I mean, it's a big bowl. I don't know why you would want to put food.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the trash out of this bowl.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
And I'm going to take a picture of it.
Okay.
I mean, mostly because your trash is mail and it has your address on it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to post it right now on our Facebook.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? And just ask people?
Yeah.
Without a leading question.
I'd love to know what my wife thinks since she's probably the one who purchased it. I'm not going and buying trash cans. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Did she put it in here?
Yeah,
A trash can?
Yeah, there's no chance I did.
Are you sure?
I just threw my trash in a corner.
You're a pretty tidy guy.
Tell her that. She's here right now.
I don't think I will. And she's probably like scraping peanut butter off your pillow.
There's a chance. There's a better chance that it's on my nightstand.
Yeah. All right, so I'm making this post, and I'm going to do voice to text. If you saw this item at a store, what do you think it would be used for? ?
There's no context of what aisle you're standing in. like, are you in the garbage can aisle? Are you in
the
fruit container aisle? Do they sell containers just for holding fruit?
This is from Mainstays, which I think Walmart sells. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can scan it and see.
Oh, yeah, That's a good idea. It says tub. I mean, it's pretty ubiquitous, you know? Is that the right word?
Ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. And that's, I mean, I am just blown away at your usage of that word. Books. Ubiquitous.
Yeah.
I actually had to look that up recently because I listened to a podcast and they just kept saying it. All right, here you go. I got the scanner up. Whoop. Come on. Come on. Why are apps so complicated? Oh.
I could see this being a champagne holder more than I could a fruit bowl. You know, put a lot of ice in there, a couple cans, bottles of champagne.
I mean, that is like really light plastic. If you're rolling champagne out there.
Well, what's a redneck version of champagne?
I mean, I think you're just going to have beer bottles in it.
Okay.
Okay. Walmart doesn't sell it. So I was wrong.
I bet they used to. Because Mainstays, I think you're right. Mainstays is a Walmart brand.
All right.
Have you ever noticed that? Well, first off, do you ever do what I call the click list on the Walmart app?
I think you'd call it the click list because Walmart calls it that. But yes.
Have you noticed that if you were to type in, I don't know, think of any, like, if you were to just type in a generic like word like shampoo, they don't normally produce the result for their Equate or Great Value brand. I've had to type in Great Value shampoo in order to get that to pop up. I wonder if that's just user error on my part, or are they like somehow contracted with these big name companies to like push their results to the top?
Well, first of all, it's messed up for you to bring up an item that I can't possibly use because of physical limitations. That's really insensitive of you.
I mean, it's the same for trash bags.
I use trash bags. You're saying I don't use trash bags?
No, I'm trying to think of other things that you would use.
So I just searched shampoo. First time ever that I've ever searched for shampoo.
Did it give you an alert like, has your phone been stolen?
Yes. This is a search you have not made before. I think I share an account with my wife, so I don't know. No, I mean, I'm scrolling down through here, and I'm seeing nothing. Let me sort it in reverse by price. I wonder, I mean, my initial thought to that, not knowing the actual answer, is that they get more profit from other brands because they're marked up higher, so they put those first.
See, yeah, but if those, like if Equate has a product and also Head and Shoulders does, you would think they would get more profit on their own product, yeah, but maybe not.
That's a good. So I reversed the order, and I have Equate Everyday Clean Dandruff Shampoo.
That's what I use.
With pyrithione zinc or scalp and hair. So that did show up as it's like the fourth cheapest item.
So you have to sort it by price.
Yeah, because it's automatically sorted by, let's see what the automatic sort is, but it's.
I felt like default is probably relevance or like best sold. It says
best match.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they would do a best match that's not.
I've noticed too that when I search for things, it always pushes towards the top, like the most bought items.
And some, I mean, a lot of these always say sponsored, which means that like Suave is paying for those to be pushed to the top.
Yeah. I skip past those because I think it's cheating and I will not buy them out of principle. I'm being totally serious.
Interesting. But I mean, I sorted by best match and I'm pretty far down and I see no Equate.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
It is. I wonder why.
And I think everything is intentional. So they've made a decision to do that, and it has to be financial. So maybe you're right. Maybe they make more profit, or they get, you know, maybe there's some kind of an incentive program with Crest. Like if we sell this many, we're going to make even more profit.
Crest makes shampoo?
No, I'm just.
I obviously know nothing about shampoo. That's all I really wanted to get at.
You know, I've often thought that I don't think about stuff enough, but then I think about this stuff.
If you're thinking about what you're thinking about, then I think you're doing just fine, John. I don't think you should hold yourself accountable for that.
It's an interesting thought, though.
It is. It is indeed. So I didn't want to spend that much time on a trash can. I think I'm going to continue doing my own research, but I don't think it's a trash can. We have no comments yet.
I do want to ask you this, too, because I faced this dilemma the other day. I needed to replace my windshield wipers on my car. Okay. And you go to a major box store, you're going to find Rain-X, Bosch, you know, et cetera, Michelin. So I was doing an Amazon search, and one of like the top selling, I bought both windshield wipers for $20. And I felt like that is so cheap. There's no way they're going to be good. But then they had like almost 40,000 reviews saying that they were the best windshield wipers ever. So I was like, for $20, I'm going to go with this brand I've never heard of before. What would you have done? Would you only go with the...
That's not good. That's my fault.
Man, that was violent.
No, I mean, just think about the quality of windshield wipers. If they are going to break quickly is the only thing that would lead me away from it. Clean windshield means I can see. Mm-hmm. I don't need it to be like pristine all the time. So that is something that I will spend less on for sure.
Yeah. So I bought them, genuinely freaking amazing. I've never heard a windshield wiper so quiet. I didn't know they could be this quiet. You can't hear them.
And they were cheap.
Yes.
Tell me again where you got them.
Amazon. I don't even remember the brand name. I've never heard of it before.
I also go pretty deep into reviews on Amazon.
I want to see if it doesn't have over 10,000 reviews, I ain't buying it.
Right. It's got to have a number I'm comfortable with and then an overall rating I'm comfortable with, depending on the product. It depends on how it compares. Like if I've got 8 products that are 4.7, I'm not going to buy something that's a 4. Mm-hmm. But if everything's a 4.1 and I have one that's a billion reviews and it's got a 4, I'll consider it.
Yeah. I factor in my own... Like, all right, out of these 1,000 bad reviews, over 20% of them are user error or idiots who thought they were buying something that they ended up buying the wrong thing.
They are. They're like, oh, I thought this would fly me to the moon.
So it's almost,
sir, that's a bicycle.
I almost discount most of the 1-star reviews. I think a 2-star, you're at least got my attention.
You've thought about it. Mm-hmm. You know, you were very let down by this, but not completely dismissing it because of your own problems. I get that.
And you're aware that, you know, it's not your fault. Maybe it's the product's fault.
I think I'm about to change your life. Did you know you could do image search?
On Google?
Yes. So I did that for this. And as it turns out, even though my Walmart app didn't pick it up, maybe it's no longer sold, it is a Walmart exclusive product. This particular tub is intended for, do we have a drum roll button?
It's fruit, isn't it?
It's not fruit. Storage or serving rather than heating food. Like even the robot that wrote this description, trash can never came into its point of view. So it says like a party beverage tub. So I think it's more like a...
What I said... It looks like a beer bottle holder.
Yeah, so fill it full of ice and put pop cans in it and set it out for a party.
Yeah,
that's what it's for. That's the intention.
Well, you know, us Baileys, we always like to take old coolers and make them trash cans.
I've heard that about. I think that's what the word Bailey means.
I've wondered what it meant, and then I talked to my granddad, and he's like, we'd just be making crap into garbage cans.
We put our garbage in stuff that don't look like it a garbage can.
Legitimately wanted to be a garbage man for a long time as a 4-year-old.
Did you ever
Most
see...
Most kids do, though, right?
Oh, man. There was a movie about trash guys
when we were garbage kids. Picking, field goal kicking phenom of Philadelphia with your boy Tony Danza?
I mean, yeah, but that's not the one I was talking about. This is Emilio Estevez and... I can't spell Emilio... And Charlie Sheen, which, did you know they're brothers?
They're brothers, yeah.
And Charlie Sheen's real name is Carlos Estevez?
I did not know that.
It is.
Now, Emilio Estevez is in some great movies, but I'm watching Blue Bloods right now, and he is one of the main characters.
He is?
Now. Yeah.
Nobody told me Coach Bombay was in Blue Bloods. That's a game changer.
No. Okay, I'm wrong. I'm thinking of someone else. I'm with you now.
Who are you thinking of?
He was in a movie with Emilio Estevez. He was in Young Guns, but he is not Emilio Estevez. He was the Native American man.
Yeah.
You could see how I would get there.
No.
The I name, couldn't. You know, Emilio Estevez, he does not look like an Emilio Estevez.
Neither is Charlie Sheen. It's called Men at Work. They're trash men and they witness a murder and they're trying to solve it. It came out in 1990.
I'm watching that today. Legit.
I mean, it's worth it. To be fair, I haven't watched it since probably 98. So you may want to be careful with it.
Can you help me remember who I'm thinking of? He was in Young Guns. He was, did you ever watch, what's it called? Longmire?
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking
he
about.
He was Red. I think that's his name. That might be culturally
I haven't
insensitive.
Seen Long, well, I mean, that's his name. I haven't seen Longmire. You're talking about a man named Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips. Yes, golly. So, he was in Young Guns, though, right?
Yeah, he was. So you're thinking Lou Phillips and Emilio Estevez, and looking at them, I'm not going to be mad at you over it. I'll tell you that. We have one comment already, and somebody immediately commented with ice bucket. So, well, I went to fruit. I was wrong.
But turns out if I thought about it, I got there.
You know? You did.
But I'm still going to put trash in it.
After we took your trash out, so we did get a comment.
There's not a lot of occasions in my life that I'm going to need an ice bucket more than a garbage can.
No so. Chance.
It's going to be a garbage can.
I mean, people know me. Not a big ice guy.
Why do I have an ice bucket at my house?
I think...
Did I send my wife to the Walmarts after a garbage can? And she's like, I'm not paying for a garbage can. This ice bucket is on sale right now.
This ice bucket's $1.99 and a trash can, a 1¾-gallon trash can is $8.
Yeah, I'll get a frugal. $2 or 2 gallon for $2.
Lou Diamond Phillips. So we've been talking about trash. So yeah, the field goal kicking, what's the name
garbage
of the movie?
Garbage picking, field goal kicking,
Philadelphia phenomenon. With Tony Danza's good garbage man movie.
Is he alive? He didn't die, did he?
Man, I don't think so, but also I haven't seen him around.
I'm having a good day. Maybe I don't want to know if Tony Danza's not
alive. I'm
going to
Google it, and I won't tell you the answer.
No,
Tony. I just want to know myself. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Tony Danza.
I got a feeling.
Who's the boss? His name is Anthony Salvatore LaDanza.
Really?
Yeah. So he's not even Tony.
Anthony. I bet they called him Anthony.
Maybe it's Ia Danza. I-A Danza. Tony Danza. Good call. Still alive. And you know what's wild? Wait a minute. That's not right. Oh, it's got his. So it says years active. And it's got 1978 to present. Obviously, that's acting. But in my mind, that was like he was born in 78.
What's he in, right? Anything in 20 years that I've seen. Over 20 years.
He can't have been. Let's see. In 2025, he was in a show called Re-Election. 2022, something called Darby and the Dead.
I bet I wouldn't even recognize him.
Those are movies. And then for TV, in 2023, he was in Tacoma FD. And
Tacoma Fire Department,
I guess.
It's a very niche show.
He's apparently in a show that's still running called Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. Boy, that sounds terrible.
Sounds like a banger.
Almost everything he's been in the last decade, he plays himself. So that kind of tells you all you need to know.
Tony Danza.
Who's the boss? We've been talking about trash, and it's just going to get worse, because our episode today is all about toilets.
I'm so excited.
Let's go. The history of toilets right here on Bless Their Hearts. And we're back here on Bless Their Hearts, and I could not be more excited about today's topic. I feel like sometimes we show up with an idea and it bombs. Sometimes we show up with no idea and just get into something and it's great. And then there are days like today where you have an idea and I just feel like it's going to be a home run. And if it's not, I need everybody to lie and tell me it is.
Don't build it up too much, but I mean, I think we're both on the same page. I've done research
Here's where I'm starting out. Like, you and I are big bidet guys. I mean, this may be breaking news to some people. I'm taking a job where I have to go to an office.
Yep.
And I'm starting that very soon. And I know that office does not have a bidet. So in my mind, I'm trying to figure out what my life is going to be like without access to a bidet pretty much 24/7. So that got me thinking, how was the bidet developed? Why don't we use it in the U.S.? And in fact, what's the history of using the potty altogether?
Yeah. I mean, I think we need to go back to when this became relevant for you, because I pitched this idea to you and many, many other friends. You're the first one that I know of that is like taken and take it heated of.
take it heated. So I remember distinctly it was 2020, and you and our friend Tristan, friend of the show Tristan, was all about the bidet, and you both like sold me separately, having not talked to each other, on the same features. And one day I randomly tried yours at your house.
You were here. Were we watching like a football game or something?
I don't know. We were recording or something weird, but changed my life.
I remember we were watching a game because we were in my den downstairs. You were gone for a while and you came out a different man than you went in.
I was so happy. And let me just say that it has like paying it forward. Caleb, my nephew, uses one.
There's a bidet in Harlan County.
Yeah. It's probably the only one.
I bet one of the Bennetts have one, but don't use it.
Yeah, they don't know what it's for, probably.
They were like, I'm rich, just put whatever rich people have in their houses in my house.
It doesn't shoot money out of it, so they're not interested.
Theirs might.
No, it might. It might.
And bidets, that's a misconception. I mean, bidets are not expensive. You can get very expensive bidets.
And it doesn't create a mess at all. No, it eliminates one.
Like I would bet that if you could spend $1,000 or more on a bidet, but the ones that are rolling in this household are less than $30.
And we can get you a discount if you want one. We are an affiliate for a bidet company.
I bet you. I want you to talk for a while. I'm going to look up my last Walmart order. I bet that we spent almost just as much on a huge pack of toilet paper than we could have bought a bidet for.
And I mean, the toilet paper savings, and I'm going to get into like how much toilet paper is used in the United States. The savings is like, we're doing so much for the environment right now.
That's the most green thing I do.
I don't even recycle because I save so much of the earth with my bidet.
I have a septic tank system, so I'm literally saving myself so much money.
Yeah. All right.
And it's just better, man.
We'll get into it. So let's go. I mean, obviously, since humans have existed, since animals have existed, we've had to need to expel the waste. You know what I mean? We eat what we eat, and our body uses some stuff, but it doesn't use all of it. So we got to go back, though, to the first civilization that did something about this to like organize their toilet usage. 2500 BC. That is almost, carry the two, that's almost 5,000 years ago. The Indus Valley civilization, they actually had private waste holes that they flushed with water that they poured from jars, and it went into a city drainage system. So they had essentially a community sewage system years before anybody in Europe had pants on.
That's wild.
Isn't that? So let's go to 1700 BC. The ancient Cretes, as we all know and love, friends of the show, the Minoans had flushing toilets in the palace of Knossos. The royals were cleaning up nicely while the rest of the world was still squatting in fields. So now we've got holes in the ground. They're putting them in castles. I mean, it was just like a let's keep our city clean. Now it's starting to become a thing. We credit Rome with a lot of things. I mean, mostly a lot of murder.
The Roman toilet situation might be the worst idea ever.
So they built communal public latrines where dozens of people sat side by side, and we're not talking, no stalls, no dividers, no privacy. I mean, it was full out group poop, looking each other in the eyes.
No dividers, no stalls, just you and your neighbor taking a crap together.
And they didn't have toilet paper.
No. So this is what I researched, is what all have we humans used to wipe our butts with?
Well, the Romans in 100 BC used a sponge on a stick.
And you know what they would do with it?
Clean their bottoms.
They would pass it to their neighbor.
Pass it down the way. Obviously, I mean, that's not good hygiene. It's kind of like using a toilet brush and rubbing it on your body, and it was gross, and it's horrifying.
Have you thought about what else humans have used as toilet paper? I don't want to derail. You're on a roll, so
if you want to come back to that. So we're making a jump now from 100 BC, or no, I'm sorry. This was CE, so this is after
Christ.
Yeah, I had to cough. After Jesus, after the Romans tore down the temple in 70 AD, that's when they built the communal latrines. Now we're going to jump to 1710, so more modern stuff. Before we get there, you go.
Well, so before 1700, at some point we got our strings crossed.
Yeah, I thought I was, Michael. Sorry, I had to cough. No, I muted right. John.
So
no editing here.
At some point before 1700, some weird things were used to wipe people's tushies, and really it continued well after 1700. So I've got a list of those. So, all right. Probably one of the most common things was just your bare hand.
Yeah.
And water.
Yeah.
So that was
not ideal.
That was probably when half the world's population was dying of
everything.
Yep.
All the diseases.
What is it called? One of those, not malaria. That's mosquitoes. We covered a case where there was a woman who just had really bad hygiene, and then she ended up getting a lot of people sick.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Typhoid Mary.
She was toxic.
Yeah. People would use leaves, grass, ferns, moss, hay, straw. But here it gets worse. Stones, smooth pebbles, or dirt, clay and sand, seashells, oyster clam shells, or coconut husks. I'm not built for this stuff, man.
Coconut husk sounds painful.
Yeah.
And the sand thing sounds kind of like, you know, they have that stuff they sprinkle on vomit when kids throw up at school. That's kind of the vibe I get here.
People were just walking around dirty back in the day. Animal furs, wool, sheep's wool, lamb's wool. Yeah, this is like in the Viking or medieval context.
I need to know if the animals were alive or not.
I mean,
probably,
maybe
sometimes.
That wood or bamboo sticks were used in ancient Japan or
wood.
China.
Wood.
Yeah, wood, like, I mean, bark of a tree kind of thing. A sponge on a stick. You talked about that as being a common Roman thing. Ceramic shards or pottery pieces.
I don't know. I mean, shard, like that word in of itself.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. This was the Greek and Roman era. But, I mean, the next thing, dude, my grandparents, before they passed, told me.
Are we going in chronological order here? Okay.
Kind of, yeah. My grandparents recalled memories of using corn husks or corn cobs in their outhouses. Yeah. Plant husks, fruit skins, peels, or hemp, rags, old cloth, wool, lace. But then more modern, you had old newspapers, magazines, catalog pages, or old books. And then we finally figured out toilet paper.
That's insane.
It was the mid-1800s when toilet paper became used. But I'll be honest, it wasn't commonly used until like well into the 1900s.
Right. And I've got some, I got a little breakdown of that coming up here in a little bit, but I realize you had leaves on your list, and then we had a billion other things before we got to toilet paper.
You would think you would just stay at leaves because there's a lot of them.
And I mean,
but how do you get to pottery shards?
It's the common trope of people who have to go to the bathroom in the woods ended up grabbing some poison ivy, right? And you end up wiping your bottom with that. Like, I know people that have used leaves, and they may be me out in the woods, right? Like, that's a thing.
I know that I'm not well-versed enough to know there's a chance I'm putting poison ivy on my butt right now, you know?
Yeah.
Now, maybe if I'm under a tree and I can identify that tree to that leaf to that tree, then I'm good.
Okay.
But I don't know, man.
Yeah. All right. 1596, the first modern flush toilet was designed by Sir John Harrington.
That's why it's called Gonna Go Visit the John.
Visit the John. It was invented for Queen Elizabeth I, and she actually loved it and had one installed for herself. It's proof that monarchs appreciate a good innovation.
I mean, that was 400 years before they became available for public.
Right. I mean, just like, I mean, what do the elites have now that we don't? I need to know. Like teleportation devices? Did people know about toilets and they just couldn't afford them? Were they like, I don't know, like Tesla trucks? I don't know. All right. Let's jump to 1710. Maybe my favorite year of all time, because that's the year the bidet was invented by a furniture maker named Christophe de Rosé for the French royal family. The name comes from the word French for pony, because you straddled it like a small horse.
Mm, okay. That's a unique thought.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I mean, French fries, French toast, bidets,
mm-hmm.
Everything else they can keep.
Yeah.
1775, the patent. Now, this is when things took a turn for the better. Alexander Cummings patented the S-pipe, which is the real unsung hero of the entire thing.
That's what makes modern toilets even possible. We're still using those.
Right. It prevents things from coming back.
Yep.
So
it creates a layer between sewer gas and your home by always having a small amount of water in what's called the trap.
Right.
So gas can't go through the water and you and your family are safe.
Yep. So that's
a simple invention. But
huge. 1775.
You ever go into a building and just notice like a really awful sewer smell?
Yeah.
It's because they've let their floor drains dry up and okay. It's just letting all the sewer gas back into the building.
Yeah, I've experienced that, unfortunately. Very unhealthy. Very deadly. 1851, and toilets go public. The Great Exhibition in London introduced flushing toilets to the public. Over 800,000 people paid a penny to use the potty. It was a penny potty.
So this was like something that they didn't have in their homes, of course.
Right.
This is just like, this is a modern piece of technology here for everyone to enjoy. And a penny back then, that's a pretty good amount of money to be spending on taking a crap.
It is a lot. It was a lot. I mean, maybe they didn't have anything smaller. Like, I got to charge you something. What's the least thing you got?
I can't believe it didn't start with a barter situation. Like, bring me an egg. You can use the toilet.
Or spend a penny, use it for a year. Now, this is funny. 1880s, and I'm going to come back to his name. This guy didn't invent the toilet, but he popularized it and improved the siphon flush. So his name on bathroom fixtures became so ubiquitous.
Man, I want to guess it.
That World War I veterans coined the slang term that also represents a toilet. So we've got privy? John. It's a John. What else is it? A
privy?
No. His name was Thomas.
Lou.
Thomas Crapper.
Oh.
Not a joke. His name is Crapper.
That's
how
amazing.
Awesome is that?
I had no idea.
I thought I was saying a bad word. I was giving respect when respect is due, man.
What a way to leave a legacy. Literally everyone in the world knows your name, but has no reason as to why they know that name.
1890 is when we get toilet paper on a roll. Seth Wheeler patented this, and the Scott Paper Company, probably the Michael Scott Paper Company.
Yeah.
Was selling it by 1890, and civilization was finally getting somewhere. In 1930, this is the Great Depression, and I think I know why now. Before 1930, you had toilet paper, but starting that year, they started to advertise splinter-free toilet paper.
Wow.
Which means that toilet paper before 1930 had the occasional splinter in the bottom.
Man, I've had some bad days, but I've never had a splinter in the... Man.
Ugh. I don't even
like using like one ply. And it doesn't even give you splinters.
Golly. That's John Wayne toilet paper because it's...
That is really John
rough Wayne. And tough, and it takes crap off nobody.
And leaves you hurting.
Thomas Crapper. So in 1980, Japan really upped the ante. They had high-tech bidets, heated seats, air drying, automatic lids, and their toilets, they say, is kind of like an airplane cockpit. There are so many buttons you can push. You can choose your own pooping music.
See, that's what most people think of when they think of bidet. But that is way too much.
Not bougie at all.
No.
No bougie.
I've looked up. So, Jamie, at Walmart, you can buy a bidet less than you can buy a normal thing of toilet paper. So, a mega roll of 30 Charmin rolls is $32.
Wow.
Okay.
Well worth it.
You can buy a Lux bidet, which is the same brand I have and probably you have, for $27.
Well worth it, right?
You're going to buy toilet paper again in a few, I don't know, a month, 2 months? That's a lot of toilet paper, so it might do you a while.
There's six people that live in my house.
But a bidet is going to last you years. Years.
Years. And that toilet paper is going to last a lot longer, too.
Yes. You're still going to have to, like, because I don't have the fancy one that blow dries you. So you still got to use a little toilet paper, but it's one, not one square, but like one thing will do you.
It'll a little drop wipe. Will do you.
Yeah.
I got a breakdown of different countries and how they use the toilet differently. And then I've got just some, a few facts. So what do you want to do?
Well, I was going to say, I've always been told that 80% of the world's population uses a bidet. And based on my research, that is accurate. Why is America is such a great nation?
Yeah.
Most days. We have the ability to put a man on the moon.
I don't think we do. We just canceled. Well, we just canceled the Artemis. So we've never been. Anyway,
we have
go on.
The potential to pretend to make the whole world think that we put a man on the moon.
Amen. That's quality.
And those astronauts, quote unquote, wipe their butt with paper.
They do.
If Jamie, I know that you and I have both used this rationale talking to different people, but if you stuck your hand in a dog turd, how are you going to clean that off of your hand?
I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to get some paper and just rub it until I can't see it anymore.
Yep.
Because that's what we do.
Yep.
That's what toilet paper is.
So you would say that you would put your hand ideally under water?
With soap and scrub, but...
Now, there's no soap in bidets yet. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, minimally, I'm using water to get that off of there.
If you don't have soap, but you do have a faucet or paper towels,
yeah,
you're going to use water and paper towels.
Right, not just rub it till you can't see it, which is the practice we have now. In France, bidets are widely used, obviously, and they consider only using toilet paper to be a very American thing.
Yeah, because we are disgusting.
In India, the common way to clean yourself is using a handheld bidet. And you know what they call it?
Nope.
A bum gun.
Those Indians got to figure it out.
Or a health faucet.
So I put this on my notes. When I went to Venezuela, there was, like in the restroom, there was your shower, there was a toilet, and then just connected to the wall was like a different shower head that you could hold in your hand. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a shower wand, if you will. I did not know why that was there. I thought maybe this was something that custodial staff used to clean. No, it was a bidet. It was like the Indian style bidet. So I could have used it that week, and I could have used it a lot because I got really sick.
You should have. In America, only about 12% of homes have bidets, which is higher than I thought.
That is higher than I would have thought.
And bidets in America are reportedly rejected partly because those American soldiers that experienced them in World War II in France said that they often saw them in brothels. So that's where they were associated with.
So, okay, well, why would they admit that?
That's a great, I mean.
So maybe they just didn't want to use
them.
So many
bad decisions.
If I tell my wife I want a bidet, then that means she's going to think that I was visiting brothels over there.
Right, yeah.
So I don't even want nothing to do with them.
That's pretty much, that has ruined our society in going to the bathroom.
I mean, baby boomers are on their way out. So does that mean bidets are on their way in?
I hope so.
That might be the most insensitive thing I've said, but we've got to get bidets over here.
In the Middle East and South Asia, water cleanliness being tied is actually tied to some religious hygiene practices in Islam. So bidets and using water is the norm rather than the exception. In Germany, they are famous for what they call a shelf toilet. And there's a French word for it, or I'm sorry, a German word for it. I wish I could say it.
Is that where the back of the toilet is way up higher and you have to pull a chain?
I don't think so. This is a built-in inspection shelf, so you can review your work before moving on.
An inspection shelf? What does that even mean?
There's a mirror, so you can see your butt to make sure it's clean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that either.
It's a flashspüler.
I love German words.
The average
Not
American...
Not so much the people.
the average human... spends 3 years of their life on a toilet. I think I'm above average, especially since the, I wonder how much is that change of that's changed in smartphones. Americans use an average of 57 sheets of toilet paper per day.
We've been clearing the Amazon just to wipe our butts, people.
No kidding. I mean, legitimately, if you use a bidet, you cut that to like a fifth of it.
Yeah.
Ugh, what's wrong with you people? During COVID, the great toilet paper shortage of 2020 showed that America has about 0 days of toilet paper resilience as a civilization.
Not me.
You mentioned astronauts using toilet paper in space. They actually use a vacuum toilet on the International Space Station, and you have to get a certificate in using a space bathroom before you're allowed to do it.
Now that just seems a little elitist.
The world's most expensive toilet, speaking of elitist, is in Hong Kong.
I know this one.
Okay.
It's made out of 24 karat gold.
Solid gold. Gold toilet.
It's over $1 million.
Yeah.
And that was...
It's in Hong Kong.
Was based on the old gold price. Now it's over $1 bazillion.
Actually, the estimate I have says 29.
29 million?
Yeah.
I bet it's quadruple that now.
Yeah. So it's... that's a lot. Solid gold toilet.
When do you think... Toilets as they are known today, without bidets, when do you think those became like the one most prevalently used in America? Don't look at your notes. Think about it.
I mean, like, I would say it's the late 18. Well, no. I mean, we pretty much had outhouses. Like,
So when do you think that the percentage of homes with indoor plumbing outweighed those that were using outhouses?
Man, I'd say like the 40s or 50s, something
That's
like
right.
that.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 50s I was guessing. And, you actually know.
Okay. Yeah, the 50s and 60s were when they became more used than an outhouse. Have you used an outhouse?
Yes.
Like, how old were you? Was it necessary?
Probably 10, and it was all we had available at that particular relative's house.
Okay. So yeah. It wasn't at your house. It was
no.
at a relative's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, me too. So my grandparents, when they lived in Tennessee... they moved away when I was probably in elementary school, but they only had an outhouse.
Yeah. So in case you don't know, it's essentially take a toilet stall, put a roof on it, build it out of wood and put it out in the middle of the yard.
Yep.
And dig a hole under it.
There were churches that I went to that only had outhouses. I'm pretty sure there's a church really close to our house that still has an outhouse. I don't know if they also have since added a toilet, but the outhouse is still there.
I would hope so. Yeesh. Yeah.
People don't understand that. Like, if you woke up in the middle of the night and needed to use the bathroom, you had to go outside.
No matter the weather, no matter your fear of the dark or animals. I mean, we're talking snakes. I get mad when I wake up and have to walk across the room to go to the bathroom because it disturbs my sleep. Can you imagine trying to go back to sleep? After you walk outside in the rain to go use the bathroom?
I mean, it would only be an emergency that would make me do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we are just so spoiled.
Okay. Yeah, that's the word I thought you were going to say lucky. We are very spoiled. That's all I got, man.
I'm trying to
think. That's my history of the toilet. While you're looking, got a couple of more comments over here. Somebody says that they believe that they could use this as an Easter basket, but it's probably a wine ice bucket. Mm. So two for two. Our friend Beth Braden from Luna Shark says, bucket for ice to put wine bottles in, or maybe a giant chip bowl for a party.
Okay.
I can see that.
Okay.
Joe from England says, and she insults both of us, obviously.
Of course.
Storage for all of John's daily medications for one day.
I hate her so much.
Or perhaps a container that keeps all of Jamie's hair in it.
Okay.
Well, that's why John's not going to Vegas.
Yeah. When do you think the first toilet was installed in the White House? The American residence of the President of the United States. What year do you think?
1917.
It was earlier than that.
Okay. 1893.
1830.
What?
Yeah.
That seems really early.
It does. 1833. But what's even funnier to me is who president was back then.
Thomas Crapper.
Andrew Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Your boy from Tennessee.
He's the
first one to have a bidet in the White House.
He's the one that wanted it. It's a toilet, right? Or is it a bidet?
I'm sorry, not a bidet. Okay. A toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson.
You would think
was not
that he would be like, bidet. "I ain't you dying? That there's demons in that there thing." I tell you, I'm going outside to do my daily constitutional.
Yeah. Give me my splinter paper, and I will go to the outhouse.
And when I get back henceforth, there better be an apple pie waiting for me. That's how Andrew Jackson
that
talks.
Was.
Well. I think that we should do a call to action. I need a rating and a review. It's been a long time.
Okay.
But I also need you to prayerfully consider installing a bidet in your house. You can do it yourself with only basic tools. And most of the time, the tool you need is provided in the new bidet with you.
Right.
Or for you. And it's less than $30.
You will thank us. Like, it sounds weird when you haven't done it. After
Real
one
quick.
Usage, you will thank us.
What are some, when you have people that you're talking to with about this, what are some of their reservations?
I
always get told, I don't want cold water on me.
Yeah, you don't. That's not a.
But yeah. I don't know how to explain to them that you don't register its coldness.
And I mean, this is coming from John, the temperature king.
Yeah.
He doesn't notice the temperature of the water.
Well, but some might argue that it's because it's cold and John doesn't mind cold, but I'm going to let you.
Why would you say it? Like, we had a good point. You killed it. No, you don't like, it's not something you notice at all. Yeah. Like you don't even really notice you're getting hit with water, except you have to clean up a little bit, but
yeah,
I don't want to get all wet is one of them.
Yeah, and if that's happening, you're doing it wrong.
Yes.
That is user error.
Yeah, you're not like using toilet paper to sop up excess water.
Nope.
That's not how this works.
Because gravity still exists in the bathroom with the door closed.
With the door open, gravity.
Gravity, who knows?
One of my kids turned the bidet on and flooded my bathroom.
I was going to say, now when you have guests with small children and they see a dial they can turn, they're going to get hit in the face with toilet water, but yep. It's not toilet water.
It's coming
it's fresh
from the
city water.
It's clean.
But it's squirting upwards from the toilet.
Oh, that's important too. It's coming from the tank on the back and is perfectly clean coming into where it gets you.
Yeah. It's clean water.
It's clean water.
And you're cleaner.
You are.
And feel better.
And the world's a better place. We're going to save the planet one bidet at a time.
I really don't understand the apprehension of most Americans for this. I really don't. I like to feel clean, and
the
most of 80% of Americans are not clean.
They're not. And you shake their hands.
I don't.
Not you.
I've started doing fist bumps.
You listening.
I'll shake your hand.
Because you know I use one.
I won't shake a lot of other people's hands.
Yeah, there you go. Get a bidet.
Now I know I can shake Tristan's hand.
Yeah, he's a good man. He uses a bidet. Leave a 5-star review and somebody, for the love of everything, get John a trash can.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. Or a cooler. I don't know.
Same difference.
See you guys. Love you.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.